If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why mornings with Moose and Breezy.
72 for the high today with a lot of sun. Welcome back to the show. What did you accidentally lose and then you ended up finding it? How did you find it?
It was insane.
So you went nuts over the weekend, or yesterday, I should say.
Yeah. It was, listen, losing something that you just had is one of the most infuriating and frustrating things you'll ever do, because you're like, I just had this. Like, why is this lost? Obviously, we know I just got a new car.
Oh, you lost your new car?
I lost the key, which was obviously need the key. But I have a spare key, and I needed to swap out the key because the battery died. I know. Two days into the new car,
the battery died.
But I had to bring the battery back to get it swapped out. And I'm doing that today. And when I replaced the key with the spare key to make sure I could actually drive my car, I put the key back in which I thought was the spot and where I left my spare key. I have one spot. That's where I keep it. Okay. And all is well. And I went back to that spot yesterday and it wasn't there. So now I'm losing my mind. I'm like, where is this key? What's happening? I'm like getting audibly angry and like upset. And my girlfriend's like, you need to get a grip. I'm like, I don't know what I did with this. Like, I cleaned up the whole room. I looked under. I looked over. I looked out. I was like, where is this key?
And the entire time it was in your left hand.
No. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, where is this key? So now I call my mom. Like, any grown 31-year-old woman, call your mom if you have an issue. I'm like, I can't find this key. And I'm not paying to get a new key. Like, I literally just got it 3 days ago.
That would, by the way, cost you $250.
Not paying that. So she's like, well, did you pray to St. Anthony?
Yeah, St. Anthony.
And
I
was like,
that is true.
Who?
St. Anthony is in charge of finding missed items.
She goes, St. Anthony, the founder of all lost things. I go, didn't speak with him. She goes, well, I would suggest you do so because it works every single time. You just tell him what you need and he'll get it for you.
Okay. And you
I'm
did.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. She's like, whatever. You can roll your eyes and scoff at me all you want, but it works. So I'm like, I got to go. Like, I have to look for this key. Like, see you later. So I did. I prayed to St. Anthony.
What? Tell us how.
I was just like, St. Anthony, what up? Like, I need help. Like, I really need this key. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I put it. If you could help me, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Like, peace. And 2 minutes later, I found the key.
It's a beautiful prayer.
Two minutes later.
Where?
I found the key. It was, like, buried in my, like, box of bags. I was like, because my mom was like, where is it? I'm like, I have no idea. But literally 2 minutes later, so then I call my mom and she was like, I told you.
Yeah.
See, you can do this with anything in your life. I'm like, oh my gosh. My mom is like way more religious than I am, but clearly. But I was just like blown away. And I never really believed in stuff like that because I don't know. It just didn't seem. I'm a realist. Like, I'm like, this is actually going to work. It worked within literally 90 seconds.
Well, it's like you say, Breeze, mom is always right.
She is always right.
Also, I have to ask, you're going to go all the way to the dealership so they can replace the battery in your key?
Well, I pick up my car, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, you'd pop that open real quick and do that yourself.
Yeah, and I'm also not paying for it. They can do it, so. I'm not going to go buy, I'm not going to go to buy a new battery and then pop it open. They can do it. It's all good. And now that I have the key, they will do it for me today. So excited.
I lost my mind last month because I was looking for a pair of these Nike shorts that I bought for working out. And I brought them to Florida, and I assumed for the last 3 months, because you remember I went to Florida in March?
Yes.
I couldn't find them when I got home. And I tore my room apart.
Mm-hmm.
They're very special shorts. They're like $55, you know, Nike. And I'm like, right. You know, what happened to them? Well, I was cleaning out my closet last month to take stuff to Goodwill, and there they are buried in the back behind all the clothes. So what did I do? Take them out. Instead of putting them in my gym bag, I placed them on my bed. Haven't been able to find them since. I've gone nuts, and I keep tracing my steps back. What could possibly have happened?
You feel like you're literally insane.
Right. And I was packing up clothes to put in a bag that day to bring the Goodwill. I think I accidentally threw them in there. There's no other explanation for it. They're just gone. And I'm like, that's
not. So you lost it twice?
Yeah.
You're not meant to have those shorts.
I gave up on it. I'm like, you know what? Screw it.
But for those of you, I mean, pray to St. Anthony. For those of you who like actually have lost something and you really are like, I can't find this and I'm going nuts, it worked for me like a charm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
A charm.
Got to pray to St. Anthony. He's always listening.
I love that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy. Good heart, good family.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY mornings with you everywhere you go. Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. On PXY Mornings, I picked a movie this week Breezy has never seen. We're going to act out an iconic scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch the film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big, giant movie
massive
review.
Couldn't be
huge.
Bigger.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, this is somewhat of a heavy scene today, Breeze. Our characters are both in a mental hospital, and they're shooting hoops alone in the gym. And they start having deep conversation about suicide and their personal journey on how they both ended up in this hospital.
Okay.
So this really is a scene where you're speaking from the heart. You don't want to rush through it.
No, never. Couldn't be me.
You don't want to rush through
this.
Not a conversation like this.
No.
So you're playing the role of Bobby. I'm going to play the role of Craig. And then I will kick things off.
Am I like upset?
No, you're just trying. Your character, I would say, is 20 years older than me.
Oh, okay.
So
wise, mature.
Right, definitely. So, I mean, if you have one goal in mind here, it's to really help my character think about the life that he has in front of him.
Okay.
Rather than throwing it out. Don't make the same mistakes I made. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right, here we go. Lights, camera, action. So I actually heard that your accountant said that you tried to kill yourself.
Well, this may come off as a surprise to you, cool Craig, but she's not my type. And also, I tried to kill myself 6 times.
Yeah, I thought about doing that, but I just couldn't go through with it. I just came straight here.
What stopped you?
I think my family, you know, my parents, my sister, just knowing how bad I would mess them up, you know?
See, this is the part I don't get, Craig. I mean, you're cool. You're smart. You're talented. You have a family that loves you. You know what? You know what I would do for that just for a day? I would just, I don't know, I would just live. Like it meant something, you know?
Yeah. I guess I just got to a point where I got sick and tired of feeling so bad all the time, you know? I just don't want to feel so bad.
Feeling bad sometimes is a way of life. You can't feel good if you don't know how much it hurts to feel bad. But you know what would make me feel really bad?
What's that?
Is if you ever did something to hurt yourself. I wouldn't want that to happen, Craig.
Thanks, Bobby.
You got a lot of life to live, kiddo.
Yeah.
I don't think I feel like playing basketball anymore. I'm gonna go. Oh my god, I suck at sports!
Cut! You didn't run out of the room like the gymnasium, which would have been the perfect opportunity to do it because last couple weeks ago you were in a wheelchair, but you ran out.
I know.
Yeah, so, you know.
I only do it where it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. What's the name of that film?
A lot of people are very confused right now.
Well, how many people do you think were listening and they thought that was a real conversation between us?
They always have listened. They always do.
That does happen a lot for Mooster Peace Theater. A couple of guesses coming in right now. Like, was that the time machine? Never heard of it in my life. What is that?
This person says, I know you already did it, but you might have ran it back. Is this a walk to remember? No, I'm so sorry.
There was never a walk in the movie.
No, I didn't remember one walk.
That's why Breezy gave it a 4.8 minus 4.8.
Oh, my God.
Lowest score ever of any movie review she's ever done on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. There's a lot of weird guesses coming in. None of you are going to guess it. We'll just tell you what it is. It's kind of a funny story. Starring Zach Galifianakis.
Truly doesn't give that vibe of a funny story. What we just acted out.
Right. This movie's from 2010, but it is a really good, it's a good movie. It's a feel-good movie.
Zach remember Galifianakis is crazy.
He's the best. Do you remember Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
I would kind of compare it to that.
I do love that movie.
Yeah, it's similar to that.
I do love that movie.
So you're going to go home tonight, Breeze. Watch it, and then you'll bring it in tomorrow. Well, you will probably score it, I don't know, a one.
We'll see. I mean, anything could happen.
And by the way, I'm going to make your day. It's less than 3 hours.
Oh, what a dream.
Will 585-252-9800. How many of you know married couples that do this in front of you? Because I don't know, they're at a point in their marriage where they just could care less what you think.
So uncomfortable.
Now you can't possibly tell me you can do this in front of friends and then not be embarrassed later on. It's
Peak
Sweat Mornings.
Absolutely shameless.
They really are, Breeze. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm out the other day. I think it was Friday afternoon. Nothing major, just a casual lunch with a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
Two of my friends who've been married for like, I don't know, 7, 8 years. They're the type of couple where they just don't care if they fight in front of you. So we meet up on Park Ave. It's starts off totally fine.
Okay.
And we're chatting and then there's maybe, I don't know, 10 seconds of silence while we're all just looking at the menu.
Sure.
And she casually says out of nowhere, so are you just going to sit there and pretend you didn't just leave your wet towels on our bed this morning?
Oh.
And then he...
Not the time nor the place.
He doesn't even flinch. Just takes a sip of his iced tea and says, you know, besides you being freaking annoying, are you going to pretend you didn't spend $160 on throw pillows we don't need?
Oh.
And just to be funny, I try to make this whole situation less awkward. Because we're in public.
Right.
I slowly pretend to crawl under the table. And I say, let me know when you guys are done. I'll come back up and join
right,
you.
Right, no, fully.
So she ignores me. And she looks at him and says, you have no respect for the house or me. And he goes, I respect the house, but if I didn't have to walk through a maze of decorative baskets to get to our bathroom, I'd probably respect you more. And I'm like, what are you guys doing right now?
Oh, my God. This is not appropriate. This is not appropriate. This is not appropriate.
I tried to change the subject. It didn't work.
No, of course not.
They just bickered like they've been married for 40 years, and it was so embarrassing and uncomfortable. And I didn't say it out loud, but I was thinking it. What I wanted to express was, if you guys hate each other, you should just leave or go to marriage counseling.
Right. You know Figure what I mean? It out.
So what do you think happened? The rest of the meal, they didn't speak to each other. And
was
me
it
and,
just the two, the couple and you, or were there other people there as well?
Total of four people. Me and another friend of ours.
Okay.
And we sat there looking at each other like, well, so now what? Because it was the longest hour of my life. And I never understood, why do couples do this in public when they go out in front of their friends and other people? And it made me wonder on Friday, if they can do that in public, what's going on behind closed doors?
Correct.
What's happening?
It begs the question.
I mean, does anyone else have married friends who do this, who fight in front of you like you're not even there? No? Just me?
It's wild.
585-252-9800. A couple of messages came through on the text line while I was sharing this story. And I'll get to those right now. But Alicia says, Moose, I know the feeling. It gets uncomfortable. My sister and her husband fight like that in front of everyone. It's beyond awkward that it gets to that point. But now my mom and I stopped inviting them to things. Oh, your own family.
Also, like, that's the ultimate sign that you have given up. You've given up. Like, you don't care. It's like the sweatpants of a relationship. You don't care who sees or who's going to comment on it. You're just going to do it because you want to do it.
Now, I'm not perfect. I've been in public before, and I've had arguments with a significant other. But to make this a habit,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're arguing about throw pillows and wet towels on the bed in front of friends, then you're most likely arguments away from a separation.
But you're also doing it behind closed doors, too. Like, it's not like they're so comfortable to do this in front of people without doing it alone.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Like, blink twice.
My parents used to do this at restaurants when I was a kid. I still get secondhand anxiety when couples start fighting near me, but also a big reason why I don't like confrontation.
Right.
So I guess what I've always wondered in a situation like this is, when do you step in? Like, is it ever a good idea to do so?
Or is it even your right? You know, like, do you even have a right to step in? Like, obviously, we know for a certain, like, that they're comfortable enough to do this and they don't care that they're making you uncomfortable. You know what I mean? So you shouldn't care that you're butting into their business, if I'm being honest.
I could have done without this lunch on Friday. Like, it didn't bring me joy.
Right.
It made me uncomfortable for an hour. Do you know what it's like sitting in front of a couple where they refuse to speak to each other for an hour? Now it's just silent?
Just silence. Absolute silence.
Lauren says, I was at dinner with my best friend and her husband last weekend. They would not stop arguing about laundry, money, who forgot to take the dog out. And I finally said, hey, do you want us to leave so you two can finish this?
Right.
And she turns to me and goes,
stay out of it.
This is marriage, Lauren. You'll get it someday. And I was like, no, thanks. I'm good. I paid my part of the bill and left.
Right. I don't want to get, here's the thing. I don't want to get it. You know, like, don't want to get it. Don't want to be a part of it. Not for me.
I think there is an appropriate.
No, that's your marriage.
Yeah, that's not everybody's experience.
You like acting like you're the poster child for marriage when yours is crumbling over like a stack of short stacks, like flapjacks. Listen, like, come on.
Marriage is not easy. It is difficult. And there is going to be arguments. And I get that. I see it happen around me all the time. I just feel like maybe, you know, it's a time and a place. And then let's go over to Angela, who says, Moose, you don't get it. Couples who fight in public usually do stay together, because they're not bottling everything up behind closed doors. My husband and I argue in front of our friends sometimes, not to make anyone uncomfortable, but because we're real with each other. And I'd rather bicker and deal with it in the moment than pretend everything's fine. I do hear you, Angela, but there's a big difference between arguing in public to resolve a problem and just doing it to take a dump on each other
right.
and have everyone around you bear witness to it. Because at that point, I don't think it's really about being real. It's just about you guys hating each other.
Right.
That's what it's.
It's like you can't wait to jump down each other's throats. I'm sorry that happened. How much gum did you find under the table when you were crawling under it?
Oh my God, quite a lot. Yeah. People have no shame when
you're
you
like,
go
is this
to-
double bubble?
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.